We know that in the time of the temple, they used to bring a sacrifice that was the volume of an omer. Omer is a volume measurement. On the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. And from that day onward, the Torah gives us a mitzvah to count 7 weeks. We count every night. Those of you who didn't count, tonight is 16 nights in the Omer. And Guten Chodesh to everyone. So we have a biblical mitzvah to count 7 whole weeks. The Pasuk says, "Uspartem lachem," you shall count from the morning following Pesach, the morning following the first day of Pesach, 49 days up to the 50th day. We start counting from the beginning of the day. In Judaism, we say the day begins with the nightfall. Right? Shabbos begins on the night between what we call Friday night, maybe. And every day begins with the night. We should ideally count after the stars come out, which is about half hour, 35 minutes after the sun sets here in Jerusalem, after Shkia. But if you made a blessing and you counted any time from sunset onward, so that's okay. You should preferably repeat it again later on at night without the blessing. Let's say you're in the middle of the day, tomorrow afternoon, before nightfall, and your friend asks you, what's tonight going to be? So you could tell him it's going to be the 17th, no problem. The problem only arises when it's already time that you could count, meaning, let's say now, when technically one could count, and one has not yet counted, and someone asks him, what number is it in the Omer? And he says, it's 16 in the Omer. So then he's already fulfilled his obligation. He can no longer make a blessing on saying the count, because he already said the count. You have to make a blessing before you do the mitzvah. What?
You made a blessing on any day thereafter?
But he could make a blessing on the following day. So long as you didn't miss a whole day, you can make a blessing. Let's say you missed the night, but made it up the following morning. Meaning, let's say you missed tonight, the 16th. Let's say a person counted the missed the night, but counted the following morning. So then he's okay. He can continue counting. Okay. So long as a person made it up by day, he could continue counting with a blessing. If a person would miss the night and the day, so then he should continue counting, but he could no longer say it with the blessing. And Bezrat Hashem, next time and over the course of the next few days, we will learn the halachot, and we know we have customs of mourning that we apply during the Sfiras Homer. So we'll cover that slowly but surely as we go through over the next few days.